Pittsburgh rocks. Pittsburgh rules when it comes to marbles. Rocks might be good because marbles, I think, are rocks that are made into little... Actually, I don't know if marbles are synthetic these days or not. These guys might know. It's a pleasure. We have Sierra Ritchie here with us and Eli Murphy. They are the marbles champions of the nation, and they both are from the Pittsburgh area. Sierra, let's talk with you first. Where are you from? How old are you?
I'm from Shaler, and I'm 12 years old.
And any shout-outs or acknowledgments you want to make before we talk marbles?
My parents.
Excellent. And Eli, could you introduce yourself? Where do you go to school, by the way? Where will you be going to school in the fall?
Shaler
as well. And how about you, Eli?
I'm from Squirrel Hill, and...
How old are you?
14.
And where do you go to school?
Alderdice.
Any shout-outs at all?
Her parents.
Her parents, too. And I guess I played marbles a little bit as a kid, but not like you play marbles. First of all, what are the official rules? What do you even do in a match, Eli?
So there's 13 marbles in a 10-foot circle, and you have to shoot from outside of the circle and try to hit one of the 13 marbles out and keep your marble in.
Okay, so the 13 marbles, it's not like pool where some belong to one player and some belong to the other. They're all fair game.
They're in an X.
Okay, and you can keep any marble you hit, you get to keep. And you can lose your marble, I guess, right? So the idea, you want to hit one and get your marble back as well as the one you hit?
Well, if you hit one out and yours goes out, you don't get to shoot again for that round. But if you hit one out and yours stays in, you get to keep shooting until yours goes out.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So, oh, wow, you could really, like, run the... Do people end up running the whole ring and they just keep shooting and somebody else doesn't get a chance?
Well, usually the games only go to 7 marbles, but like in practices you can run the whole rack.
Crazy. That's sounds like fun. So when did you start playing?
Well, I was kind of born into it because my sister was the 2008 national champ and my dad is a coach, so I've basically been doing it like since I was little.
And where do you practice?
We practice like up on the south side slopes. We kind of have like, my sister's house has a marble ring like in front of our house. So we basically go up there to practice.
And how did you get started, Eli?
So my mom was working for the courthouse when the tournament was going on and she thought it would be cool if I did it.
So how do you get good at this? I guess it's practice, but there must be some special, I don't know if as the champions, I think it's probably fitting champions to share tips and secrets. Like, is there a way that you shoot it to like a strategy?
Yeah. You turn your hand, I guess it would be 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to hold your front finger down and your middle finger down to get backspin on it when you shoot.
And what do you hit when you shoot? Do you use those two fingers to shoot?
You use your thumb.
Oh, your thumb. Okay, so if you hold those down and you flip it with your thumb, am I doing that right? My fingers are downwards.
No, so you have the marble right here.
Oh, I'm totally wrong.
And okay. You have to have the marble in between these two fingers and your thumb. And when you shoot, the top fingers drag back on it, so that gives backspin.
Wow. How old were you when you started doing this?
Shooting like that? Or
yeah,
playing?
Well, playing marbles.
Four.
And you were probably pretty young, too.
I was 4.
So tell me about the tournament you went to. Well, first, you probably had to win something in Pittsburgh, right?
Well, we each had to come at least first or second in the Allegheny tournament. And then we go to Wildwood, New Jersey to play in the national tournament.
Ricky, do we have any marbles? I should have thought to bring some marbles. What was it? Have you been to Wildwood before, like to see your sister maybe, or to the national tournament?
Well, I've been going down since I was born.
Oh, wow.
Because my parents go down every year, and I've played there. This was my fourth year playing.
So are there other cities that have as many good marble players as we do, or are we unique? Like, do you see some of the same people from time to time when you go there?
Usually from, like, Maryland and Colorado, usually have the same.
Interesting. So what are marbles? Are there regulation marbles, like, made a certain way, different types of marbles?
So for the shooters, they can be made out of, I think, there's this one material. Well, it can be made out of mostly anything, but it has to be a certain size.
Certain diameter, yeah. I guess. I always hear about Aggies. Does that mean anything?
Agates,
okay. So there are probably some that are better shooters than others. This is a really cool thing. I never see adults playing marbles. They should be playing marbles. Do they?
Well, at the national tournament, the age is from 7 to 14. So once you're 14, you age out. But they have, like, an adults tournament called the Mason Cup that's in Maryland this year, and adults can play in it and pass champs.
So what's it feel like to win? That's got to be pretty amazing. I know you get a huge trophy. It's got to be like, I mean, it's the championship of the whole country. What was it like to finally accomplish that?
I was kind of shocked at first because I didn't think I was actually going to win, but it was definitely something that I liked.
How about for you, Eli?
It was nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be pretty. Are there ceremonies, or did they just give you the trophy right away at the end of the winning match?
Well, they give the semifinalists their trophies first, and then we have to sit on, like, thrones or whatever you want to call
it. Yeah, you're the Eli's using air quotes. Thrones, as they call it. Yeah, because you're considered the king and queen, right? That's got to be pretty cool. And then you're honored and revered by all around you. Now, do you have to be ambassadors for marbles for the coming year? Are there any any requirements?
Well, next year we each have to ref, and then we have to get inducted into the Hall of Fame.
You have to get inducted into the Hall of Fame. That's pretty awesome. That's amazing. Are there other marble shooters like Taylor Alderdice, Eli? You might just be starting. Are you just starting in the fall? So where was your school last
Colfax.
Year? Were there other shooters at Colfax too?
No.
No, so you were unique in that regard. How about for you?
Yeah, there was this one girl, her name was Storm. And she went to the national tournament and played for Pittsburgh.
Wow. Do they ever have teams? Or is this purely individual?
It's one-on-one, but in the sense of you're going with your team to nationals.
So you go as a group. You guys went, you two went together? Or no, I guess not, because you're from different neighborhoods. So do some, when you say you go as a group, those are people, like, from your own city?
So we all represented Allegheny County.
Oh, got it.
And we all went down, and we ate together and all that stuff.
Got it. Very interesting. Well, congratulations to you both. Now, I'm curious what you're into besides marbles, and also you know, what you might be thinking of doing for a job someday. Any ideas, Eli? Have you thought about it?
Well, I like building things and playing games.
So maybe a game designer, perhaps? Okay. Or do you like more physical, when you say building things, like out of actual materials, not computers?
Well, it's physical and also just like planning things out and having it actually work.
That would be a good skill for marbles, right? Because you really need to think about the angles, I would imagine. And have you built recently, or is there something you've built that you were really proud of?
It was a while ago, but I built the Eiffel Tower out of little wood pieces.
Really?
It had instructions, but I still did it.
Very cool. How big were the wood pieces? Are like Lego sized or bigger?
Some were bigger, but most were Lego sized.
Very cool. And what about you?
I play basketball, volleyball, and softball. So I like playing sports.
Yeah, I'll say. You've got basketball, volleyball, softball, marbles. Like they're decreasing size. Have you thought about what you might like to do as you get older?
Not yet.
Yeah, you got time. Well, thank you both for being here, and congratulations. I think Pittsburgh should really be proud of you, the Pittsburgh area. Is there anything else either of you would like to say that I didn't get a chance to ask?
No.
Or that you didn't get a chance to say? Well, thank you, and congratulations. It's pretty cool that you'll be put in the Hall of Fame. And here we are in Pittsburgh with the king and queen of marbles. Did you get to keep the thrones? Probably not.
No.
That would have been kind of nice to come home with a throne, but you did get trophies that I know I saw last year's. They're really huge. So congratulations again to Sierra Ritchie and Eli Murphy. They are the winners from Shaler and Squirrel Hill, respectively, of the 94th National Marbles Tournament.